be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Let me tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn and that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a surprise announcement last night, President Biden pardoned his son Hunter, the president accusing his political opponents of trying to break Hunter Biden, the president saying in trying to do that, they've tried to break him as well. President-elect Donald Trump announcing he plans to fire FBI Director Christopher Wray and will appoint loyalist Kash Patel to the position. Heavy snow as millions drive home from Thanksgiving, alerts in seven different states, including parts of western New York. ABC's Trevor Ault is there.
In Watertown, New York, off Lake Ontario, more than 3 feet of snow fell, with drivers stranded along I-81. Plows working to keep road conditions safe. The Buffalo Bills stadium packed with snow.
Still chipping away, though.
Fans digging out their seats and plows working to clear the field before kickoff.
The Israeli government reporting that American-Israeli hostage Omar Natria was among those killed in the Hamas attack last year on October 7th. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayllon. Results of the 2024 general election are now official. That's after Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs publicly canvassed them Friday morning. The results of all state-level and federal contests are now verified, and for most contests, a certificate of election will be issued. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Justice State Fire Marshal's Office are seeking the public's help in identifying a suspect in six fires over a 10-day period in the Radisson, Exelon, and Birchwood areas of the county. No new suspicious fires were reported in the county over the weekend. And be careful when you're buying gift cards. Wisconsin Consumer Protection says criminals have ways to take money out of those cards if you're not careful. Only buy gift cards directly from the retailer and inspect the cards before you buy them to see if safety features are still in place. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few off and on flurries at times. Our high right around 29 with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 16. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 28. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 13.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 8:05 on Monday morning. One more birthday to celebrate from Def Leppard on Max FM.
Come on.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you. Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me. We're celebrating all the birthdays that were on their celebrity list today musically. Going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, gradually clearing, a few flurries, high of 28. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 16. On Tuesday, partly sunny, a high of 28. We're watching Wednesday. We have a slight chance of rain, snow mix, and it'll be partly sunny, high of 36. Wind gusts are going to kick in Wednesday afternoon into the evening up to 40 miles per hour. We are monitoring that system, and we will keep an eye on it. Right now, all the rain, freezing rain, is supposed to stay south of Dane County, according to everything the models have shown today. We will continue to monitor that and update it as it gets closer, Emily.
Thank you, Dave. And again, for anyone who's just joining us now, it's Dave Grant's birthday. So happy birthday, Dave. Send him all your love.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm going to keep doing that. Sorry. It's how I am about birthdays.
Yeah, no, it's a fun day. It's weird being on a Monday. I will say that. That's you know, there's a lot of things that are not open on Mondays, too. So that makes it a little more interesting as well. But I'm happy to be celebrating it. It's a great day. Weather's going to be decent and, you know, just a great day to be out and about. I'm looking forward to all the fun and shenanigans as we move along on this Monday.
Moving along with the Monday shenanigans and not shenanigany, but really wonderful are these pets of the week from Sauk County Humane Society that they send us these gorgeous photos. I'll talk about this kitty who is just staring down the camera. I don't know what kind of photographers they've got over there at Sauk County Humane Society, but these pictures are like, you know, they get their attention so well because this kitty is just staring at the camera in this most beautiful way. She's a calico. She's gorgeous. Her name is Selena. She is a 3-month-old kitten with beautiful black and orange accents. Her golden eyes definitely catch your eye. Selena is playful and friendly. She meets you at her kennel door with meows that are asking you to take her out to play. She enjoys the socialization room, loves toys to chase, and the tunnels to run through. She will stop for some lap time, but being on the go is her thing. Selena would love to find a spot under your tree this holiday season. Selena will be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before going home. So if you want to learn more about Selena, ask any questions, or have a visitation, go ahead and get a hold of them over at the Sauk County Humane Society, and they can fill you in.
Most definitely. You can go to sockhumane.org for more information. And I'm looking at Shadow. And Shadow's an almost 2-year-old, large guy looking for lots of love and a large yard to fit his large amount of energy. A Weinemeyer lab mix, Shadow shows off a stunning steel gray coat and a happy-go-lucky lab attitude. He knows several commands and is improving on his leash, walking and pulling less. Consistent training will make him a great boy. He keeps his kennel clean, is okay with cats, but he is dog selective due to his size and energy. They recommend older children. Shadow will be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before he goes home. Absolutely a beautiful dog. And again, for information about these pets, go to sockhumane.org. Now, Emily, they have a lot going on at the Sauk County Humane Society this week.
Yeah, they've got an online silent auction, and that is coming up and running. So visit the Facebook page and check out all the great items that Sauk County Humane has to offer. The auction concludes December 7th at 8 p.m. So we're in it right now. It's spanned over, I think it started last week. So pictures of items to bid on are on our Facebook page, and you will find a specific bidding instructions on the website at www.saukhumane.org. So excuse me, not on our Facebook page for civic media. That is on SaukHumane.org site, as well as the Sauk Humane Society Facebook page. You click on to upcoming events and scroll down to the Bark After Dark online auction for more instructions. Don't miss out on this opportunity to help our homeless shelter animals find their forever home. Also, another piece of information, which is great, as kind of all of these, you know, post-Thanksgiving shopping specialty days have come about. There's also a special day tomorrow called Giving Tuesday. So that is an opportunity to choose a nonprofit and go ahead and make a donation. And they, you know, Sauk Humane and other nonprofits will kind of make sure that, you know, they've got it really easy to do. So in their sense, you know, December 3rd, Tuesday, Giving Tuesday, all donations designated as Giving Tuesday will be matched up to $50,000. So the point is if you want to give anyways and you happen to give on Giving Tuesday, there's a match happening to just create a higher giving rate for the Sauk County Humane Society. So please go ahead and do that. You can find out more at their website, saukhumane.org. Click the donate button, fill in the required information, and under My Gift is For, click Other and enter Giving Tuesday. What a great way to double your holiday giving. So you know whatever your dollars go to, they are going to be matched up to $50,000. So if you give 10, the match will go to 10 and it'll continue going up until $50,000 is reached. So it's really kind of an amazing concept. So go ahead and get ready to do some giving tomorrow for Giving Tuesday. SaukCountyHumane.org would love to see your donations.
And as Emily mentioned, Giving Tuesday is tomorrow. We have a link at civicmedia.us/giving2saukhumane.org. So you can go over there. We have a couple of different options for Giving Tuesday. So go over to civicmedia.us/giving to help out all those in need in the Sauk County area and actually the five county area, because this spans more than just Sauk County. It's all five counties. And the Sauk County Humane Society Giving Tree is up at the shelter. Another great way to help the homeless shelter animals. Pick a tag or tags up from the tree and purchase the items listed on back. Bring them back to the shelter and place under the tree. This is a great way to include children with the joy of giving. Their next volunteer orientation will be Saturday, December 7th. You can fill out the application at saukhumane.org or apply in person at the shelter. And as a reminder, they do need canned cat food. The cupboard is bare. So please, please, please help them out, because we want to help all those homeless pets in our area. And again, the Pets of the Week can be viewed at saukhumane.org.
There you go. They have a lot going on. And I really appreciate the creativity they kind of put in place to get people excited about donating. I really like that thing at the end, the way they did the tree, and you can bring your littles in and they can pick a tag and then they can go, you know, shop for it themselves with you and pick something out and return it there. So that's just a really neat way to do it. So get involved in some way or another for Giving Tuesday for Sauk County Humane Society. And yeah, just lend a helping hand. That's what this season is all about.
Yes, it is. And again, if you go to civicmedia.us/giving, you can find out more information. Also, just a quick reminder on Saturday, December 7th, it is the People Helping People Brat Fry and Bake Sale, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the PHB headquarters. The menu includes grilled brats, Italian sausages, the infamous all-beef franks, chips, soda, or water. Santa will visit from 2 to 4 p.m. He's arriving on his fire truck. For more information, you can go to phpwisconsin.org. They just wrapped up their 30-day fundraiser. We're hoping to get an update from Reverend Bill Harris as to if they met that goal. So we're hoping they exceeded that goal, Emily, but we're Absolutely. Waiting to see.
Absolutely. How much fun is that, that Santa's showing up on the fire truck too? I mean, he's really busy. Like, he's hanging out in Baraboo a lot. I walked by where he was at, you know, just over the weekend at the Al Ringling Brothers Theater on Saturday. So he gets around. I really appreciate, you know, the work ethic there.
Me too. You're a busy guy. And did you get a chance to see if you were on the naughty or nice list yet, Emily?
No, I was on my way to lunch. So I'm going to have to just say I skipped that questionnaire at that moment. Yeah.
I'll ask Rob.
I continued on to Little Village to have lunch.
That's a great place to go. And so support all of our downtown businesses during this holiday season in the Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, Portage, Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells, Baraboo area. They really appreciate it. Many of them have specials going on through Christmas as well, Emily. And it's just such a great way to support all of our small businesses in the area.
Absolutely. Yeah. And come on down on the 21st to see the second downtown Baraboo Market in the Great Day Building. There's vendors coming from all over South Wisconsin. Like, it is really incredible. So last I heard, it's going to be almost 30 vendors the next time. Whoa. So December 21st, you'll get to see that same magic that was this last weekend. But, you know, I think there was 20. So there's going to be almost 30. And I get messages every day about it, about people wanting to join in. So it really represents like a really larger community of makers and farmers. And yeah, so check it out and always support your small businesses. That's what it's all about. Absolutely.
Most definitely. Emily, you'll be back with me at 8:40 for calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
It is More Music Mornings with Emily and Dave on Max FM.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Big Deals. Jenny here from Big Deals. It's Cyber Monday, the biggest online shopping day of the year. This year, you can shop Cyber Monday and still shop local. Big Deals is your local e-commerce website where you'll find dozens of gift certificates to businesses in your community. And today only, spend $50 or more and save an additional 20% on your entire purchase automatically. Check it out now.
Go to maxfmbigdeals.com for amazing Cyber Monday savings right now.
This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor, volunteer with a local organization, or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Week 13 of the NFL season still has one more game tonight as Denver plays host to Cleveland in Monday Night Football. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Vikings won their fifth in a row yesterday, knocking off Arizona 23-22 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Sam Darnold hit Aaron Jones with the game-winning score with just over a minute left in regulation. Meanwhile, the Packers returned to the practice field yesterday as they get ready to face the NFC North leading Lions in Detroit on Thursday night. The Packers trail the Lions by two games plus the head-to-head tiebreaker with five games left to play. Football Badgers putting their pieces back together today following their season-ending 24-7 loss to the Gophers at Camp Randall last Friday. Yesterday, outside linebacker Leon Lowry announcing on X that he intends to enter the transfer portal and play his final season elsewhere. NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament field unveiled on Sunday. The Badgers will host Fairfield on Thursday. Marquette will take on Florida Gulf Coast in Salt Lake City. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:26 on Monday morning. It's still a little cloudy out there, but we know it's going to clear up a little bit later. Warm up a little bit, but make sure you have a coat with you today. Here is Whitesnake, Here I Go Again on Max FM. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you at 8:30 on a beautiful Monday morning. Shop local and say big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Cyber Monday is here, and so are the huge shavings at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Today, only spend $50 or more and get an additional 20% off your total order at checkout. No code required. Don't miss this chance to save big on certificates to all your favorite local spots. Shop local and say big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. As a reminder, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. Go to civicmedia.us/giving for a chance to help out many organizations in our area. This includes People Helping People, Sauk County Humane Society, Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. And if you're able to contribute to these places, many of them have matching donations for Giving Tuesday. So please consider helping out each and every one of these organizations that serves the five county area. Again, for more information about Giving Tuesday, go to civicmedia.us. Coming up, we will have a look at weather and Ace of Base on Max FM.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss the apple cider, take and bake pies, and famous apple cider donuts still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait. Stock up before it's too late.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few off and on flurries at times. Our high right around 29 with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight partly cloudy, 16. Tomorrow sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 28. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 15. 99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 8:33 on Monday morning. Dave and Emily hanging out with you. More music mornings with Ace of Base, The Sign on Max FM.
Oh,
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you, 8:39 on Monday morning. And Emily, we need to remind everyone, today is the last day to eat your Thanksgiving leftovers before we talk about calendar days.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, we're big leftover people in our family, and we've had, you know, we didn't have as much leftovers as some people would have liked in the house because I was too generous and gave too much away.
Nothing wrong with that.
But we still had so we still had leftovers, and I think we already scarfed all of those down. But yeah, definitely according to the USDA, most Thanksgiving foods can last 3 to 4 days in the fridge. After that, they could make you sick. So take care of them ASAP. What that means is get yourself a plate, dump everything out on it that you got in your fridge from Thanksgiving, and just go for it.
Yeah, you could have that Monday post-Thanksgiving holiday leftover buffet. Today is the day. So anything like turkey, stuffing, potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, gravy, and pumpkin pie can safely be stored in the fridge 3 to 4 days. But after that, they might make you sick. So if you don't want to waste that food, you need to do something today. Either eat them or put them in your freezer. Now, Emily, there's one thing that will last a little bit longer, though, right?
Yeah, I do like that. The cranberry lasts a little bit longer, and I really appreciate that because the cranberry sauce is just a really delicious, like, fruit-based kind of snack that's nice and tart, and you can go ahead and have that. It says, you know, up to a week to 10 days after, and then the canned stuff, which is also what some people have. I think we had both. That can last up to 2 weeks in the fridge. So that's pretty interesting. Also, I like this note, too, that you can freeze things. So if you're going to freeze things, especially if you have, like, a lot of stuff left, go ahead and package it up, you know, in some type of freezer safe bag and throw it in the freezer. I've done that with a lot of stuff, especially, like, the turkey. And you can pull that back out and throw it in the oven. It's delicious.
Yeah, most definitely. So if you have those things, get them taken care of today. And we're going to talk about calendar days today, Emily, on Monday, December 2nd.
First thing on the calendar is Monday, December 2nd is Dave Grant's birthday. Just in case anyone's joining us right now, happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Yeah, and I guess I'll just do my tie-in. So we've got National Mutt Day. So that's most of all the dogs I've ever had are mutts. So this one's for the mutts. There's no ifs, ands, or mutts about it. No, I did not make that up. That is a good one, though. And then I like this one, National Bartender Day and Bartender Appreciation Day. This is definitely a job I've had throughout my life off and on. It's a great job to have if you can, you know, do the late night sometimes, tolerate some of the crowds, but mostly it's just a lot of fun. So, and then Business of Popping Corn Day. And they're back in the day, a lot of bars used to have popcorn for you.
They yes, they did.
Peanuts right out on the bar, right? A little salty snack with your nice beverage, but not as common anymore. Probably a lot of it since just COVID changed a lot of ways that things were, you know, put out for everybody to share and also just kind of tightened all the ship. So there really isn't anything for free anymore in any establishment, but you can still go celebrate your favorite bartender. Those folks are working really hard and they appreciate you. So those are mine that I like. What do you see?
Well, and it's funny you mentioned the bartender one because I remember pretzels were a thing and we were at a certain establishment in the Baraboo area and we asked for pretzels and our bartender wouldn't give us any pretzels. And I'm like, wow. And, you know, so we ran to the gas station and got pretzels. And then we asked if we could get some pretzel dip. You can imagine what happened after that.
Yeah, I don't think you got any pretzel dip either. I think you probably got a wry look and then were asked to move along or maybe finish your beverage and find a different place to hang out. Just kidding.
They were used to us. We'll just leave it at that. Unfortunately, that place isn't there anymore. And that guy was still pretty good friends with us. So.
Well, there you go. See, friendships last that are made in the bars. No, I didn't say that. That's a possibility and not a probability. Definitely not a fact. What else do you see on
so here? Today's What's Special Education point? Day, and that's very important because every child deserves the best education. I also saw one that was near and dear to my heart, World Computer Literacy Day. Celebrate World Computer Literacy Day by extending a helping hand to those who can use it. Also, it is Skywarn Recognition Day. Volunteers are helped to keep us informed of all the things going on in the weather. And this one, I waited until after the kids were in school because apparently it's National Skip School Day. We don't recommend that on Max FM. We recommend you attend school all day long and don't skip school, please.
And please don't skip school to shop for Cyber Monday, which is also today, December 2nd, the Monday after the Thanksgiving holiday is Cyber Monday. Obviously, that's a relatively new thing in the last, 15 years or something like that. Because people started to shop online quite a bit, there's opportunity to do that. So there has been, quote unquote, Black Friday deals and Cyber Monday deals for like the last 2 weeks. So I guess today are like the super deals. I don't know. But if you're at home, it's chilly out, you're not going to do anything, or later tonight, you know, you can hop on your computer or phone and probably find a pretty good deal in terms of the Cyber Monday kind of deal breaks that they do online. And I do know that Small Business Saturday, as we talked about, was this last Saturday, but there is opportunity to buy things online through small businesses. And they're also having like Small Business Saturday / Cyber Monday deals. So pretty much there's just deals all over the place. So get your Christmas shopping started. Why not?
Right. And those deals today have been going on for a little bit as well. So, I mean, I did purchase something last week because that deal had been going on for a little bit ahead of Black Friday. And so, yeah, it's convenient to be able to do it from home. We did get out and about to all of our businesses downtown and support them because there's so many things that you cannot find elsewhere. And so that was my favorite part of being out and about. And so make sure you shop early. You don't want to wait to the last minute because then that selection isn't there and maybe what you're looking for is gone, and then maybe might be in hot water if something was on a list. Just saying, so make sure you don't delay.
Yeah, and just actually speaking of Cyber Monday and like not delaying and getting on the job today, the Cyber Monday big deal sale at maxfmbigdeals.com, 20% off of everything when spending $50 or more, no code required. So go on through the app or however you find us online and, you know, find that spot that you can hit Max FM Big Deals or go right to the website itself. There's many ways to get there and you're going to find 20% off everything when you spend $50 or more. So, I mean, you're supporting the small businesses in the Baraboo area right there, right? So, I mean, it's really kind of cool way to support, spend, and buy someone a great Christmas gift. So I mean, right? Three birds with one stone. I don't know that that's the right statement.
No, I think that's a good way to put it. And so, in, you know, you don't have to do anything. You just got to spend $50. You get 20% off automatically in your cart. No code required. MaxFMBigDeals.com. There are two things I do want to highlight before we do step out, Emily. Or, well, three, actually. One is we're going to be doing our big deals of the day starting tomorrow. Each day, we're going to do 50% off a select item in the MaxFMBigDeals.com store. And some of these are only one-day only items. So you want, if you see them, you want them. You want to make sure you get them in your cart. There will be limited quantities available for these. So that starts tomorrow. Also, if you want a Max FM Christmas card, you need to text in Christmas card, name and address via the Free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap Max FM, click text, or free text line 608-355-9970. We don't want you missing out on those, right, Emily?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm saying like it's all going to come to fruition today because we are going to actually do the photo shoot and we're going to see how this is going to look. And then we're going to know exactly what you guys are going to get in the mail. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be big old hello from us at the morning show that you're going to get in the mail in the form of a Christmas card with us doing our shenanigans and all of our crazy stuff for this photo shoot. So that's happening this morning. I can't wait.
I can't either. So make sure you text in for that. And so, and then also Giving Tuesdays tomorrow, civicmedia.us/giving for more information about that and the organizations that you can help out. Many of these organizations will get those donations doubled when you do this. So please, please, please help out if you're able to. We want to help out all the organizations that help out, not just in Baraboo, but all over this area. And this includes People Helping People, Hope House of South Central Wisconsin, and the Sauk County Humane Society, and many more. Right, Emily?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Giving Tuesday is such a great opportunity to, you know, every one of us is always like, oh, I'd love to give to this or give to that, or just kind of be part of the giving feeling of, you know, being part of, you know, all of the things in our community. So this is an opportunity to just kind of just gather it up in one day and know that, you know, your donation was to Sauk County will be matched. People Helping People, they're looking to raise money and get to a certain level. So there's just a lot of different ways to get involved. And we're always here to help connect you with the easiest and the most convenient ways for you to get involved in helping out your community. So hit us up on the chat line, go through the app, you know, whichever way is easier for you and say, hey, what were you guys talking about on the radio? How do I do that? And we'll just walk you through it. It's real easy and we're here to help.
We most definitely are. So, Emily, I will be seeing you in a little bit.
Sounds like a good plan. Take care, Dave. We'll see you soon. We'll get some pictures taken, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Happy birthday, Dave!
Thank you so much, Emily. And thank you to everyone that texted in this morning. I'm overwhelmed by everyone that's either texted in on the text line or via other messages. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so humbled today. I appreciate everybody, and I appreciate having you here, Emily, as well, and thank you to my lovely wife, Wendy, who was doing a lot of things this morning as well in the background. So thank you to everyone. Appreciate you all.
We appreciate you, Dave. That's why we're here, to wish you a happy birthday and, you know, keep on moving on and have a great day and have a great morning show.
Most definitely. It is More Music Mornings with Emily and Dave on Max FM.
From small town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss the apple cider, take and bake pies, and famous apple cider donuts still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait, stock up before it's too late.
99.7 Max FM.
Hey, picture of you. Check my world at night, to a place in the past we've been cast out of. Oh, now we're back in the fight, we're back on the train. Pigeon from hell. Oh, threw sand in our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train.
'90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.